At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. It is not medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice of any kind. For any of that, contact your doctor. On today's episode of Dream Meanings, what is the meaning behind mummies in childhood dreams? What do gusty winds have to do with a grandmother's passing? Could a cinematic movie chase dream scene represent a significant life change? And what does it mean when you meet the adult daughter you have never had? Those dreams and more we're going to talk about on today's episode of Dream Meanings. Phone number is 1-800-606-7193 to share your dream with us. We'd love to hear it and possibly share it on a future episode of the program. You can also write in your dream and we'll talk about it. Just go to dreamingradio.com, D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G, radio.com. to submit your dream to us that way. So lots of ways to get your stuff to us to discuss on the program. Let's go to our first letter. And it is a little bit shorter than we normally have here on the show, but let's talk about it a little bit because it could be something that maybe you have had as a child, as this writer explains their experiences. When I was a child, I had a reoccurring dream with a mummy chasing me through our trailer. It always started in the living room. The mummy would climb through the window above and behind our couch and chase me throughout the trailer. It was usual kid stuff that was going on in my life, school, homework, bullies, trouble with my biological father, those sort of things. What do you think it meant? What might have been the causes? And what is the symbolism all about in this dream? Well, it's interesting because mummies have a lot of, really just not a lot of, but a very straightforward meaning is what I should be saying here when they're dreamt about, especially when we're talking about childhood dreams. A lot of childhood dreams, there's not a lot of hidden meaning in a lot of things. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty, in most cases, just something that's trying to be processed. And what you said with what was going on in your life at that time, childhood concerns, childhood issues, and a very common thing that we see in childhood is not being heard or feeling like you're not being heard. And a lot of times you're not. A lot of times it's, I'm the parent, here's what we're going to do, you're going to go along with it. I don't care what your opinion is. That may have been what you were feeling in your home life at that time. So mummies, what they mean when you see them in dreams, it oftentimes suggests a feeling of being trapped in a certain situation and that your opinion is not being heard out. So got to look back on that a little bit, and I'd say take a look at, you know, what you said was going on in your life at the time, you know, school, homework, bullies, trouble with your biological father. Did you have an opinion about all those things that wasn't being heard or followed through upon? If so, that's likely what was going on in this reoccurring dream. Thank you for writing in and sharing that experience with it all, with us all, albeit very small, you know, very small, here's to weird to the point dream. What does it mean? I do appreciate that because I think a lot of us have dreams like this as a child and we look back on it going, oh, it was just a child being a child. Maybe I saw a scary movie. Maybe I had this or that. But oftentimes, if you look at some of the symbolism in these, you can get a much deeper sense of what was going on in your life at the time. What were you trying to process? And I think that's what we did with that. Phone number here to call in your dream is 1-800-606-7193. Call in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, write in on our website at dreamingradio.com. Love to hear your dream, and we can talk about it on a future episode of the program. Mike White writes into us, "This was a vivid dream from 10 years ago when I was in college in Wisconsin. I woke up from it and wrote down as much as I could remember from it. The dream started in my college apartment with me and a group of friends and family sitting in a large circle on chairs. We were all talking and having a good time when all of a sudden this little blonde-haired, brown-eyed girl just appears next to me. I look down at her and remember feeling slightly frightened by her appearance. No one else in my dream seemed to even notice that she was there, and the girl told me that nobody can see me but you. I asked her what her name was, and she replied, "My name is Ashley Nass, N-A-A-S, and I'm 7 years old, and I just died in a car accident, and I wanted to see you." I then asked her why she wanted to see me, and she said that I was always so nice to people and make everyone laugh, and I was the type of father that she would want to have. Mind you, I do not have any children. So in a flash, we're in this long, dark warehouse that has a bunch of chairs lined up against the wall. And as I walked towards the end of the warehouse, there was a table full of presents and a happy birthday sign above it. She told me that she died on the way to her 8th birthday party. I remember sitting down on a chair and crying for her when she put her hand on my shoulder and told me, "I'll be okay. You're going to die soon. And then we can play games together." I looked up to a dark figure that I figured was death and then awoke from my dream. I immediately jumped online and searched the name, and since I've never heard of that last name before, there was one girl in Wisconsin that was on the cover of a hunting manual that year, but luckily was not dead. To this day, this dream has baffled me. So what was going on at the time of the dream? I was a junior in college, playing baseball for the college team. My grades were good. I made lots of friends and was overall a happy person I could recall. I did live alone since I transferred to this college and knew no one on campus, so I was occasionally lonely, but spent most of my free time with friends. Why on earth would I have a dream about a little girl with a name I've never heard of who wanted me to be her dad? And why was this dream so vivid and easy to remember and replay in my mind like it actually happened? Well, I think I got some answers for you on this one, okay? It's also probably not as dark or disturbing as you may think. The fact that you had this dream when you were in college, okay? Let's start there. Transitional period in time. A lot of times you get into college, it's a realization of, okay, I have to do as they call now adulting. But, you know, 10 years ago, we just called it grow the F up. Now it's, oh, it's an adult. No, just grow up. Anyway, it's that period in time where you're realizing, okay, I'm not a kid anymore. There's some innocence that's lost with that. And part of that comes in with the symbolism of the girl, of seeing a child in your dream. And she's specifically talking about death. Now, death in this case, not necessarily representative of you're going to go die soon. What it means is, and when she said that, oh, you're going to die soon, what I'm taking it as is she's talking about the child version of yourself, your innocence, your childhood. It really is over. And it was a time probably where some of it, you know, you probably had a lot of it let go already, but there was still, you know, you have little bits that hang on for a while. And soon, I think she was meaning college will be done with eventually. And then this transition period where you can still say, I'm a student, I'm still in college, I'm still in school. There's still a level of childhood there. Although not be a little child, but you're still, you know, older folks are going to say, you're just a kid, college kids. That part's going to be done soon. The college kid part of you is going to be done soon. And then that part can transition off, you know, metaphorically, if you will, you know, beyond who you are becoming and who you were about to become. So I really think this dream was more so about transitioning from childhood to adulthood and all that in life. Now, where the name of the girl came in, I got nothing there. I don't know. A lot of times when names and things pop up, they're not necessarily tied to anything or any sort of precognitive or psychic vision or anything of that nature. Sometimes names just arise, just like when you're a kid and you're playing with your Legos or whatnot. I mean, I would make up names left and right of little characters that I was playing with, and they had no true meaning. other than I grabbed the name and maybe one I heard on the news and maybe one I read over here and combined the two. And later on, I'd find out, that person was actually a senator or something. And I wonder, well, how did I come up with that? Well, I would oftentimes play with Legos while I was listening to or I was watching on the TV, ABC World News Tonight with Peter Jennings. So I'd hear names that way, and then my mind would recall names and I needed to make up a name. And your mind might have just assigned a name that way. That's likely all there is with the name. But the symbolism makes sense for what was going on in your life at the time and where things were headed and what you were leaving. Hope that helps a little bit. That's my opinion on it anyways. To have your dream on the air, have us talk about it, you can call in at 1-800-606-7193. Or you can also email your story to us. Go to our website, dreamingradio.com. Fill out the form there, send it in, and we may use it on a future episode of the program. And yes, you may remain anonymous if you like. Where it says name, just put an anonymous. We will accept that. And we may feature it on a future episode of the program here at Dreaming Radio. Let's go to our next letter today. Comes into us from Hannah. Hannah says, "Hi, Tony and Jenny. I've had several impacting dreams throughout my life. Some of them predicated what I would be doing or where I would go in the future, and others have been more for my entertainment purposes, it seems. The one I want to share is one of those that had a deep impact on me. In this dream, I was in a large city and I'd never been in before, and I was walking with a group of people I've never met, and my boyfriend at the time, now husband, was there too. We were walking on the sidewalk by a large house with a huge yard and a fence. It took place around 7 p.m. when the sun is still out but ready to set in. We were walking in a group and we were shooting the breeze when suddenly someone pointed out to a person running towards us from across the corner, and the people I was with yelled that they had a gun. Whole dream was like a movie or a video game. We went into a busy hardware store, and while the group scattered and hid throughout the aisles, the people after us kept shooting people from my group one by one until my husband and I were able to get away and run back to the street we'd been walking in. Then suddenly, it turned into night, and the whole setting changed abruptly. It was within the same dream. It wasn't like the last dream had ended and another one started. It just felt weird. So I'm walking in a busy town square, holding hands with my husband and a young woman, a little younger than I am now, probably in her mid-20s, looking straight in my face, looking at me in awe and with so much emotion. And she says, "Mom?" I have to explain that I don't have kids. My surrounding reality changed, almost like I became conscious within the dream, and the dream I was having became like a hologram or like some sort of software program, and the girl became so real, but everything else was fading. I had strong feelings when I saw the girl. I was moved, and it was like I had known her forever. She was holding a baby girl. She never introduced the baby, but it felt like the baby was her daughter. So this girl was equally moved about seeing me. She looked at my husband next to me, who was unresponsive and walking along, but he was fading too. She looked surprised at me and she said, "Wow, Mom, who's that?" I told her who he was and she seemed confused. I asked her who her dad was and she said he was a police officer. It seemed like she knew that the dream was coming to an end, and she walked over to me, hugged me tight for a long time, and then I woke up feeling so many emotions. I felt like crying because I felt like such a longing and like I wasn't going to see her ever again. So what's going on? My husband and I were in a long-distance relationship. I was living on my own for the first time, working the night shift at a gas station, and I had an active social life. During this time, I felt at peace. I spent a lot of my time going on small nature hikes and walks in the park. I want to say that maybe in the first half, the dream maybe somehow portrays my doubts about whether our relationship would last, but at the time, I wasn't really thinking about kids, so to this day, I'm not sure what the girl could mean. Thanks for reading. I love your insights and I love your shows. Thank you for writing in and sharing that experience with us. Okay, couple symbols obviously to take a look at in this specific dream. The gun, people being shot, the daughter that you don't have. What does it all mean? How does it all tie together? I think you're on the right path there with the gun and the shooting. When people are in their dream experiencing being shot or others being shot around them, oftentimes what that often means is a feeling of confrontation, a feeling of something changing in your life, a threat. And specifically, I think this goes more in the threat area, because you in your dream did not get shot yourself. You suddenly were transitioned into another place in time, but still in the same dream. I think the others around you was the threat to your marriage at the time, to your relationship. The fear of that, the anxiety of that. Although you said, you know, you're relatively, you know, kind of calm and transitioning well, that's still going to go through your mind if you're going to be long distance and away from your spouse. So the perceived threat was there, and I think you were working through that. Now, when you have a dream about a child that you don't have, and it was a woman, it was a daughter specifically that you dreamed about, sometimes this is more so a conversation with yourself. It's not necessarily meaning or foretelling of a future child that you're going to have with your current spouse or anyone else. It's more so an interaction with yourself. And I think it might have been an interaction with the younger version of yourself. Doesn't have to look like you either. And might have been questioning, is this where you expected your life to be right now at this exact moment in time? Did you have in your mind maybe you'd have a child by this time? Maybe that's what the baby represents. And the confusion and the thought of, well, is this what I want? Just kind of working through the thoughts of, is this what I want for my life? The confused younger version of yourself, which was the daughter in the dream, saying, well, I thought I was, you know, dad was a police officer. You know, was there some thoughts there of you're going to be in a different place, different person, different time, and this is where you're at right now, not exactly on the path that the younger version of you thought you were going to be on. I think it's wrestling with a lot of those emotions, a lot of those thoughts, a lot of those expectations, and trying to decipher them. That's what I think a lot of that dream means. Aren't they confusing? I mean, so often they're going down one path, and they're so, you know, violent or cryptically weird with a child and a daughter that doesn't exist. But sometimes when you pull it all back, it's like, you know, it's like pulling the curtain back on the Wizard of Oz. It's not this giant head that's speaking. It's just a man behind a curtain, and it's really not as intrusive or scary as it really appears to be on the surface. Hope that helped. That's my opinion on the dream anyway. The phone number here is 1-800-606-7193. To share your dream with us, you can write in as well, like a lot of these folks in today's episode have done, on our website, which is dreamingradio.com, D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G radio.com. Continuing on today's episode, Joel writes into us. Hi, Tony. Longtime fan of Real Ghost Stories Online and thought I'd contribute a dream to the new show. Best of luck, by the way. Anyway, first off, what I am about to tell you, no matter how crazy it sounds, is a real dream I had years ago when I was a kid. And for some reason, I still remember it to this day. I'll preface this by saying ever since I was very young, I always was a huge fan of old TV shows and old movies. So they really got into my head. Anyway, in the dream, I'm basically Indiana Jones, and my mission was to save Princess Leia. I finally find her, and we're escaping when, of course, the boulder comes chasing us down, as it would for Indiana Jones. I finally use my whip to swing us from harm's way and out of this cave we were in. As we were flying out of the cave, we let go and landed on the Hooterville Cannonball from Petticoat Junction. Yes, the old train from the TV show. Anyway, we're on the train now speeding away when I hear a siren and suddenly realize on the train that we're being chased by none other than Roscoe P. Coltrane from the Dukes of Hazzard in his police car, driving on the train tracks and trying to catch us. And apparently we now have a CB radio on the train because we can hear him over the radio saying all his catchphrases from the show about catching us and such. I really don't remember much after that, but that was enough to stick in my head all these years. Like I said, I know it sounds absolutely insane, but I actually had that dream. Keep up the great work on your new show. I wish you the best, and please let me know if you use my dream in an episode in case I happen to miss it, which I hope I don't. So what was going on? Just a kid at the time, obsessed with classic TV shows and movies. I wonder what part of my brain decided to put these crazy combinations together. Well, here's the thing. There is a reoccurring theme in this dream. It's being chased. And the symbolism, I mean, the settings, I should say, yes, they keep changing, and you're being chased in various ways, shapes, and forms through what was very much on the top of your mind, which does tend to happen. But those are not the symbols we're looking at here. I don't think we necessarily need to recognize it as the boulder from Indiana Jones or the car from Dukes of Hazzard. It's a constant chase that's going on. No matter what, and the rest of it is being filled in by what was in popular culture and on your mind. So what does it mean about being chased in a dream? That's really what I think we need to take a look at, and what was going on in your life at the time, other than just watching a lot of television shows. Being chased often means avoiding a situation that you kind of feel you're not going to get the best out of, that you think it's not something that is going to be something you can conquer, if you will. But I do have to ask you this, because it sounds like this was kind of exciting, almost fun, almost enjoyable. And it didn't specify it in the letter. So I have to ask, were you enjoying this chase? This is the cinematic moment of it. Or was there anxiety and fear going through you as you were being chased? Because that's going to really, I think, have a lot to do with what the dream might have actually meant. If there was the fear going on, that's where the anxiety, that's where what I said originally, where it's trying to avoid a situation that you're not going to win at. If you were enjoying the chase, if you were kind of getting something out of this, it's more so about feelings of being wanted. You enjoy that feeling. And it may actually have something to do with a new relationship at the time. Now, I know you're a kid. Obviously, you know, kids, they have significant others, for lack of a better term, or girlfriends, boyfriends, all that. It could mean there was something going on at that time in your life where it was a new love interest of some sort that was beginning. That could be the meaning of it. If it was a feeling of I'm enjoying this chase, but that's something you have to answer on your end as to how you were feeling at that time. So there's some thoughts on that dream. Thank you for sharing it with us. 800. That's right. 1-800, toll free, 606-7193. Phone number to call in your dream at Dream Meetings, or our website, dreamingradio.com, to write in your dream story that we may use on a future episode of our program. Continuing on with today's episode, Sherry says, hi guys. First, I want to start off with a short description of the events leading up to the dream that I had. My granny, who was a treasured, very much loved, unique in her own way, tender and soft-hearted on one side, and then the other, I'll tell you how it was. And when she was mad, she could curse good enough to make a sailor blush. In 2003, Granny was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. It was about March of 2004, and she was getting weak, and someone needed to stay with her 24/7. My grandfather had already passed in 1991. My mother and I took turns taking care of her, staying with her, bathing, cooking, cleaning, constantly worrying over her. We treated her like a princess. Anything she needed, we were there. It was in June. I was awoken by a loud noise at about 4 a.m. I ran into her room and she had fallen and couldn't speak. She had had a stroke. Granny's hospice nurse came, and within 36 hours, Granny passed away. We all took it very hard. Granny was our rock. I mean, I was miserable, so lost without her. I cried every day for a month, would sit in her chair and sob till I fell asleep. I would always still smell her. I would walk into a room and her perfume she used to wear was so strong, I thought someone had just sprayed it. I knew she was there, though. I could feel her. Sometimes at night when I'm asleep, I was awoken by someone nudging me in bed. I knew it was her. When that month went by, things seemed to calm down until one night I had a dream, and in my dream, I'm in a house. It wasn't Granny's house, but I'm in a house that looks familiar but can't place it. The wind is blowing very strong, peaceful, through the windows that are up, making the curtains fly in the wind, and you can hear the sound of it coming in through the screen. I look out one of the windows and the clouds are just rolling like cotton balls over and over on top of each other, almost to a point you don't know if a storm is coming in. Then I hear a loud thunk like a body hitting the floor, and I yell out, "Granny!" And I go running into another room, and there sits my beloved granny sitting on the side of the bed in her favorite pink silky nightgown. She looked 20 years younger. She looked wonderful. She said, "It's okay. I'm okay. Everything will be okay. Don't worry about me anymore. I'm okay." Even though I couldn't see him, I could hear my grandpa in the bathroom that was in a separate room behind the bed. Granny smiled at me, and then I woke up. I was at peace. I knew then that she was reaching out to me to help ease my grief. Thank you for all you do and the wonderful outlet you provide to everyone to share stories with people that understand and don't judge and think you're crazy. At the time of Granny's passing, I just didn't know how to go on without her in my life. I withdrew from everyone and didn't care about hardly anything at all. What are your thoughts? In my heart, Granny was reaching out to me. You know, I'm going to say that that could very well be all that that was. It was simply her coming back to give you some comfort and give you some solace, some definitive ending to that chapter in your life so you could move on. But let's take a look at some of the symbolism that also occurred in the dream. The wind that you brought up. That's a very important part of this dream, the wind and the window, because the two symbols do work hand in hand. When you have the wind, let's start there, because that starts on the outside. It's symbolizing a force, an energy, a vigor. It reflects a change that could be going on within your life at that time. And obviously, yeah, that's what's going on, that change. It's suggesting that it's time to kind of pick up some pieces and efficiently move on to the next part. The gusty wind represents the turmoil, but also the transitioning of things. Now, the window itself, you also mentioned the window being affected by the wind. And that is essentially the next part in your life, signifying, you know, new ideas, hope, possibilities for the future. So the outside, the wind is a turmoil, the stress, the sadness that you've been feeling about your grandma. And the window is almost you. It's up to you how you wanted to handle things going forward. You can open up that window and let that wind in and be affected by it and continue to let it take you. Or you can shut that window. And you're still going to hear that wind out there. But now you're in control and you're on your side to move forward. And that's what your grandma said in the dream. You know, she came back. She came to show you and tell you. Essentially, she was almost deciphering the dream without saying, here's what this means and that means. It was very much, you know, what she was saying of, I'm going to be okay. And that, I think, the window, having her there, having that message said to you in that dream of things are going to be okay, almost giving you the permission to shut that window. You can still see out it. You can still see those memories. You can still see your grandma and everything that she gave to you, her being the rock and her in a good place and time. You can still look out that window and see that, but you can shut that window. Because all that's going to keep blowing in is the sadness and the missing. And it's okay to miss, but you don't want to be consumed by that missing and that grief. And nor does your grandma. I don't think any loved one, unless they're insanely narcissistic, really would want their loved ones to sit there and constantly feel horrible for, you know, months and months and months and months and years and years and years. You want your loved ones to be happy and remember the good times and enjoy the time that they have. And I think that's what a lot of the symbolism that you experienced in this dream represents. Hope that makes some sense to you. Really appreciate you writing in. and sharing your dream with us here on Dream Meanings. Again, our phone number to share your dream with us is toll-free 1-800-606-7193. Call in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and share that dream with us. We'd greatly appreciate it. Be sure to check out our other podcasts as well. Real Ghost Stories Online. It's ghost stories, very similar format to this. People call in, write in the stories. We share them. We talk about them. That's that show. The other show that we have, Junkin' with Jenny. That's my wife and me on a show. And we talk about taking items, whether it be antiques or rooms, and reinventing them, giving them new life, things that others may consider junk or just hopeless, and giving it a new life. And that's another show where you can submit your room, your object, and you want some advice on what to do with it. We will give it to you. It's all part of the show. JunkinWithJenny.com is the website for that. You can also subscribe on iTunes. So be sure to check out his other programs as well if you like what you've heard here. Greatly appreciate that. Helps us grow these things, and we love podcasting. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening to another episode of Dream Meanings.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.